Welcome to Late Talker Radio, the podcast that helps you navigate the early years when faced with your child having language delay. Packed with everything you need to feel empowered and positive about the future. Here's your host, consultant speech and language therapist of 20 years, Joanne Jones.
Hello, 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 and welcome to today's podcast. So today we are covering a big topic, and that is mum guilt. Now, hands up, any mum who hasn't ever felt mum guilt at some point in their lives, and I am pretty sure there wouldn't be many hands going up. I'm a mum of four and have experienced mum guilt over the years, and so I know exactly how you are feeling if this is you right now. But I would say that the parents that I meet where children are having difficulties with development, difficulties with talking, difficulties with language, experience this mum guilt even more so than other mums. They have this thing in their head that they're feeling like, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? What shouldn't I have done? I did this during pregnancy. I did this when they were little. I shouldn't have gone to work. I should have gone to work. You know, there's so many feelings of kind of, if I had done something different, I would not be feeling like this. I feel so guilty about my child's difficulties, and we beat ourselves up over it, and it can really get momentum, and we can start kind of having these feelings over and over again, and they cause anxiety, they can make us feel frustrated and depressed, and it's really not fair and it's not helpful and it isn't true. There's nothing that you could have done differently to have helped your child or hindered your child in their developmental journey. You are the perfect parent for your child, and sometimes it can be really hard to remember that because we just feel as if everybody else is doing something different, which has created a different outcome. And so I think that every single thought can be thought about in different ways. So if you have a thought of, I feel really guilty that I should have gone to work, there'll be another mom thinking, I feel really guilty, I shouldn't have gone to work. I feel really guilty, I should have taken some supplements in pregnancy. I feel really guilty, I shouldn't have taken those supplements in pregnancy. And so how we think about things is just that. It is just a thought. And our thoughts are really powerful, and we give them a lot of credence and we give them a lot of time, and often we will replay them and replay them. And if a thought happens over and over and over again, it becomes a belief, and that belief is really strong and becomes a driving force in how you act and how you behave, because you believe something. And really, it just started as a thought that went over and over. It's a really, really difficult time to be a mum, I think. And I think that although our previous generations might have had it more difficult in the fact that they had to wash nappies and dry them without a tumble dryer, or they didn't have a washing machine, or they were very much, there was a discrepancy between the male and female roles, they couldn't necessarily achieve so much in careers. And those were real life challenges for previous generations. But I think the things that make things difficult now is that there's so much information, there's so much pressure with social media, with people showing themselves as having perfect lives and perfect children, and there's lots of experts out there and advice and memes and gifts and inspirational quotes and all these things that kind of add on to us feeling as though we're inadequate and that we need advice and that we need to get help, and we look outwards. And I think that this can be a real crux of anxiety, is when you're looking outwards for the answers. So you're looking at other people to see what they're doing. You're asking for other people. People put a lot of this emotion around speech therapy appointments. So if they're not getting the speech therapy appointment, they feel as though that is the hindrance. That's what causes the anxiety. But actually, this looking outwards is not helpful, and it's not real, because actually all the answers are within us. We've all got intuition, we've all got that gut feeling. And if we gave more attention to that and we built it up and we made it stronger, this outward need for someone to come and help and save us would reduce and we'd feel a lot better about things. And I think that, you know, we all feel that we can't measure up to these standards, but these standards are fake standards that we're subjected to. And before social media, we didn't really have that. We might have looked at other mums at playgroup or in the nursery and think, oh, you know, we're not doing this, we could be doing that better, our child's not doing this, why should, you know, we should be taking them swimming more too, or we should be taking them to more music classes. And so there was comparisonitis within that. But now we have these people who can portray perfection because they're only taking snapshots of their lives. And although we all know this, we still feel that pressure of not being good enough. And I think that if we can kind of shrink our life back down to the moments and to the thoughts and to really get in touch with what it is that we're thinking and stop those thoughts in their tracks. You know, if you think one day, I'm feeling like I'm not good enough, and that feeling comes and you've got something to counteract it with, I am good enough. This is me and I'm okay. This is me, I'm good enough. We can stop it and we can stop it from reinforcing. But if we don't do that and we're not aware of that, in our minds we can be going, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. And that gets momentum and it gets bigger and louder and it changes how we behave because we're feeling so intensely not good enough. And we're all good enough. There is no perfection standard. Everybody is different and that is what is so wonderful. And you are good enough and I am good enough and all those people out there that we, you know, you might judge and think, well, why are they not doing this or why are they not doing that? They're good enough too, and they're good enough for their child and their child is good enough for them. And actually, if we stopped kind of trying to measure development and progress and maybe educational attainment and what jobs people had, and we started to look at who is truly happy, how do we achieve happiness, what is happiness, how can we feel happy? And immediately people might say, well, I would be happy if my child was talking, or I'd be happy if my child had more friends, or I'd be happy if we had more money, or I'd be happy if I could pay for private speech therapy. But they're all outward things, and they're not the things that they're conditions, but they're not actually happiness. And we can attain happiness within those moments with getting in control of our thoughts and being in the moment with our child. And I think that if you can start telling yourself that you are the perfect child, you are the perfect parent for your child, you are exactly what your child needs, you have got everything your child needs, and yes, there's some things to learn and there's some things to kind of add to your tool bag, but you are enough exactly as you are. And if we stop putting our attention on the outside things and start really bringing it into those thoughts and getting in control of those thoughts, and then how we react will be different because we will feel that we are enough. And if you can just, you might not believe that now, you might be listening to this thinking, oh, well, it's all right for her, or it's all right for so-and-so down the road, or it's all right for them, but it's not all right for me. But just imagine for 1 minute that this clicked and you thought, oh my goodness, this is right, I am good enough. Imagine how that would feel. Even if you're not feeling it right now, imagine how it would feel to feel good enough. It would feel easier, it would feel gentler, it'd feel less pressure, it would feel less worry, it would feel that everything is achievable. And all that you would need to focus on, because it's enough, is that you're happy in that moment and that you're working for happiness. So what would give you more happiness? What could you do right now to make you happier? Would it be an extra cup of coffee? Would it be a nice, warm, bubbly bath? Would it be a run around the block? And by looking and seeking out happiness and making yourself happy, then you will... that will spread, and it will spread to your child, and your child will feel that change, that shift in you, that you're good enough, and so they're good enough, and their self-esteem will go up because they're feeling good enough. They're not feeling as though they should be doing more, they should be talking more, they can't do this, they can't do that. They feel accepted and good enough, and then everything starts to feel different. I've visited parents in their homes so often and seen parents with children who are delayed, or maybe for some parents they have really difficult diagnoses really early on, with children with deteriorating conditions or with lifelong conditions that are really going to impact on the child's life and what they're expecting their lives to be like. And I see in those parents' eyes this feeling of, I can just see the overwhelm that, you know, please don't tell me one more thing to do. I cannot do anything else. I'm exhausted. This is too much for me. I can't process it all. And I think that as professionals, what often happens is that we go in to people's houses with our agenda. I'm there as the speech therapist, I'm there as the physio, I'm there as the OT, I'm there as the psychologist, I'm there as the pediatrician. I have to kind of, I've got this moment and I have to impart my knowledge on this person and to give them the advice that they might need. But actually, all that does is give them a message of not being good enough, of not doing enough, of not having enough, of not being enough. And that pressure builds and it mounts over that, over those coming weeks and months and years, and makes it really difficult for those parents. But actually, if we were to provide support that said, it's okay, you are enough and this is going to be okay, then I think that there would be a shift in how much that parent can take on board and how much they can cope with. And you might be feeling like that right now, and this might kind of ring true as to how you're feeling and how maybe you could feel differently. And the way I work with parents is to help them to understand their child's development, and particularly around their language development, and how to have techniques and strategies up their sleeve so that each little interaction that you have with your child is pure gold. It's speech therapy right there, right then, the best speech therapy that it can be, because it's at that moment, it's what the child's interested in, and it's what's making you happy and them happy. And that kind of bringing it down, shrinking it right down into those little moments is what it's all about for me. Because once you are being successful and having those little moments without the overwhelm, without the guilt, without the feeling that you're not doing enough, going enough places, being enough places, it's just being. We're human beings, not human doings. And that really always comes back to me, because we just need to do more being. And by being in that moment with your child, and by using the techniques that I teach, you are you can release yourself from the guilt, because you know that what you are doing is exactly what your child needs. And you know, we're never going to get away from mum guilt. It's part of our DNA. You know, it just comes with the territory. And you know, you only have to listen to other parents, and everybody has got those bits of mum guilt, but they're just thoughts. And I think that once you tell yourself that's just a thought, and actually I can choose to think something different, and having a little something that is always there, you know, you can pull it to mind really quickly, like, I am enough, this is okay, I'm okay, we're doing a good job, and changing those thoughts as they come into these more positive thoughts, it changes that mum guilt into a little wave instead of a terrifying tsunami that feels uncontrollable. And I think that if nothing else, if you can take away from this podcast today, that feeling of I am good enough, and repeat it to yourself, even if, you know, it doesn't feel quite as though you believe it, like you're kind of saying it to yourself, but in the back of your mind you're thinking, well, some people are, but I'm not. Just keep saying it, because it, again, I talked before about the momentum of a thought becoming a belief, and if you keep having the same thought, it will gather that momentum and it will become more of a belief, and it will be easier for you to think these things rather than your brain naturally going to the negative thing that it wants to think about. And so I think to conclude, what I would say is mum guilt is really real. We all feel it, but we can choose to think something different. And if we're looking outwards, then we're getting it wrong. Let's bring it back to those moments. I heard somebody saying, I can't remember where I heard this actually, but it was somebody talking about friendships, and they were saying, but if I'm going to use the analogy for these happy moments, so these creations of happy moments, which are brilliant speech therapy, and every time you have one of these little moments, it's like putting a marble in the marble jar, you know, like a reward jar, and you can build up the marble jar really quickly because these moments are happening all the time and you're choosing happy and you're choosing positive in that moment. Pop a marble in that marble jar, and as you fill it up, that's your good enough marble jar, and you'll see that you're good enough because in those moments you're doing the important thing, and that's exactly what your child needs. I hope that's helped you, because I know that the struggle is real and I work with so many parents that feel this. So that is your daily dose of the Late Talker podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and please come again for more info. Thanks everybody. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Please look out for the next episode coming soon. And don't forget to take a look at our show notes at joannejones.co.uk. See you next time on Late Talker Radio. Bye for now.